I don't know who's going to buy the records. I just know that we've a simple deal with our audience, which is, you know, they give us a shitload of cash, and in return for that, they just ask us to do one thing. It's just one thing we have to do, and that is not be dull, you know, and to, you know, shine a bit and just, you know, take it as far as we can. That's what we're doing. We're just going to take it as far as we can.
I think some diehard fans, you know, wish that the band didn't progress from one record to another and that we just made the same record all the time, but that's not the way we do things. We've done that. Those records are kind of documents of where we were then and what we were doing then. And this is a record of what we're doing now and where we are now. So, you know, we're always going to be interested in going forward and be curious about where we can take the band as to how we can keep the band in the same place. But, you know, if they're open and, you know, they give the record some time, I think they'll enjoy it as much as any other record. And I hope that there's an audience out there that maybe wouldn't have listened to you two before, who go, OK, I'll check it out. But equally so, I hope that there are people who enjoy what the band does and kind of follow us on this particular journey and go, this is quite interesting music. Maybe we should check out other types of music that incorporate these ideas.
OK, Bono, what about the whole studio setup for Pop? I mean, who was actually involved in the making of the album besides the four of you?